The lesson from 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump of dough, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Thanks be to God.
O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Even their bread was to remind them. Wickedness takes a little time. Rumors fly, but gossip does take a little time to spread through the whole group and ruin someone's reputation. Just as yeast takes time to spread through the whole lump of dough and ferment it, make it sour. The Israelites didn't dare to have time for wickedness, for lies, and for untruth that night of the Passover. They needed sincerity and truth. They needed to believe God's word and command. Kill the Passover lamb. Put its blood on the door. Make unleavened bread. Don't wait for the sourdough. Eat the sweet, plain, simple bread of truth and haste. Be ready to leave on my command. It is this very bread that Jesus uses when he says, "This is my body." The sweet bread of sincerity and truth. When you eat it, be ready to leave this world of sadness. Be ready to cross the Red Sea and the Jordan River. Be ready to enter into God's promised land. That is the message of Easter. The plagues are over. We are spared from the curse of eternal death. Christ, our Passover, died in our place and conquered death. The angel of death will pass over us, and we will live forever. Purge out the old leaven of wickedness. Feast on Christ, the sweet bread of truth, the bread of life, the Lord of life, who rose again from the dead. Keep the feast with sincerity and truth. As the Israelites were led out of slavery in Egypt and into the promised land, we are delivered from the slavery of sin and entered the promised land of heaven. This is our Passover, our Easter, our eternal feast of eternal life. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.